on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you. Overlooking Oahu's South Shore, this is the Golf Club. It is the end of February already, February 25th in the clubhouse this morning. Ron Syrak joins us, as well as former Champions Tour player Ken Green, Bob Bupka, Mary B. Porter King, and Michael Patrick Shields. We've got a lot going on, but I just wanted to let you know, first of all, there's a flash flood watch up until 6 o'clock Sunday on Kauai, where the Kauai Interscholastic Federation is holding its event at Poipu. I see nothing on the radar, so it looks like you're okay for your event this morning. And if you'd like to play, a tee time is available at Poipu right now. 11:50 would be a good time to give them a call, and or call them now and get that 11:50 tee time. That's up. But let's first thank all of the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones Jr. Bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
All right, let's jump right into it. Executive editor of Golf World Magazine, Ron Syrak, joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely fabulous. It's been a month since we talked. So much has happened this month. We've had Kyle Stanley meltdown. Then Mr. Levine, his first name escapes my mind. Help me with that. Spencer Levine. It's just been interesting. And then, of course, Tiger Woods melts down with Phil Mickelson, which was the most amazing thing to watch at Pebble Beach. And Tiger tweeted something, or excuse me, it wasn't even the tweet. He doesn't tweet that often. He said something. And I had to go on Twitter and say, did I hear this right? I was shocked because I wasn't sure I really heard it right. He said to Golf Channel after his round at WGC Accenture, where he was wiped out. And it was interesting to watch Matt Kuchar. He was like, what just happened? Tiger Woods says, when he is asked, what's easier to fix? The putting stroke or your swing? And he says, the putting stroke. There are more things to work on in the swing. And I thought, I said, could you like work on that like right now? I thought I misunderstood what he said. What was your reaction to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is what he said. And I couldn't disagree with him more. I think it's much more of a technical thing, and I think putting is much more of a mental thing. There have been a lot of great putters, and I can think of Tom Watson and Johnny Miller and Nick Faldo who lost feel with the putter and never got it back. I'm not sure that putting is something that you can just reclaim through sheer technique. All of a sudden, the hole is smaller for Tiger than it used to be. Look at the putt that he missed on the final hole when he got eliminated in the second round. It was about a 6-7 footer, and that's the putt that we spent 13 years not even having a second thought that it's going to go in the hole.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not going in now.
No, it's not. And Nick Watney is standing. He was in shock. I think the entire crew at Golf Channel was in shock. And I thought I heard this huge sound of people taking their channel changers, their clickers, and just leaving.
And, I think what we have to remember here, too, and I think this is, again, problematic and concerning for Tiger, is that the putting started to change for him before the scandal ever happened, before the last knee surgery, before before swing changes. I mean, if you look back, if he had putted in 2009 the way he putted in 2000, he'd have won three majors that year. He could have won the Masters. He could have won at Bethpage in the U.S. Open. He certainly would have beat Y.E. Yang in the PGA Championship. And if you go back, it really was in that season in 2009 when those putts that always went in for Tiger started going in less often.
I was watching and I felt uncomfortable. One person described it as he was embarrassed watching Tiger putt. I felt like as he stands over and examines, he doesn't even believe that it's going to go in. He's lost, it seems, any belief in himself.
Right. You know, I mean, one of the most amazing things that any athlete's ever said to me in 97 at the end of the season, it was his first full year on the tour, and I did an interview with him, and we were talking about how draining the year was because there was Tiger mania everywhere he went, these media hordes, fans everywhere, and he said that by the U.S. Open, he was psychologically tired, and by the PGA, he was physically tired. So I said, how does that affect your game? He said, I lost my ability to will things to happen. Now, most people, if they said that, you would, you know, throw the hooey flag on them and say, that's just absurd, but I'd seen Tiger do enough things, and so I said, give me an example of when you willed something to happen. He said, 35th hole, 1996 U.S. Amateur Finals. He had a 35-foot birdie putt, and he said there was no way that putt wasn't going to go in the hole. There was no way I wasn't going to make it, and it went in. And I do think that's where we are. Tiger's ability to will things to happen isn't there anymore.
I'm going to be talking with Ken Green later in the show. Of course, in a terrible accident, lost his leg, working really hard. He's frightened, he says, and putting, of course, is one of the most difficult things. But he talked about the putting stroke being something that you can actually do mechanically. But it's how you feel about your life and about yourself that's so critical. And that when Tiger Woods becomes comfortable with himself again, comfortable with his life again, and happy, that maybe he'll be able to putt. So maybe we all need to just get happy when we're on that.
Well, you know, maybe. And there's also, you know, the great Dan Jenkins line, which is sometimes you just use them all up, you know. You know, Tiger spent 13 years making a lot of putts, and I've always said I've never seen any great golfer make as many 12-foot par putts as Tiger Woods. And that's why he was able to be an aggressive, attacking golfer, because he never had to worry about short-sighting himself. He was going to make up and down and save par. And it's that momentum-saving par putt that's not there for him right now, that's not going in. And again, it's the ability to will stuff to go in. I remember the 1994 PGA British Open at Turnberry. Tom Watson from tee to green played by far the best golf of anybody in that field, but Nick Price won the tournament because Nick Price made putts and Tom Watson couldn't make a four-footer at that time. It's painful and hard to watch when you see somebody over a putt. And you can tell from their body language, they don't have the confidence that's going in.
Exactly. I was wondering if his peripheral vision was going on him. I'm trying to figure it all out, and it probably just is all about how you feel, the confidence that he doesn't seem to have. And he doesn't even seem to think about that aspect of the game. He's all into the mechanics. He's not thinking about how he feels and how that is affecting his game. I don't think he even realizes that yet.
Well, and I think also, too, you got to look at the last three full-field tournaments that he's been in, which was the Australian Open, Abu Dhabi, and then Pebble Beach. He had a chance to win on Sunday. And this is one of the great closers in the history of golf, and he wasn't able to do it. On the back nine at the Australian Open, he bogeyed a par five, number 11, and then he bogeyed a drivable par four, number 13, coming in. And in Abu Dhabi, Robert Rock, you know, who's not a scary name, just flat out beat him in a head-to-head match. And then we saw what Phil Mickelson just took him apart in Pebble Beach, beat him by 11 strokes. And again, the guy who has been the best ever at closing out tournaments has had three chances to do it and hasn't done it.
Okay. It is kind of interesting, though, having him as just one of the guys and he's increased the number of events. He's going to be on television at the Honda next week. What do you think of him increasing the number of events he plays?
Well, I think he absolutely needs to do that. I never believed, he's always thought that he could figure it all out on the practice range. And I just don't think it works that way. We all hit the ball better on the practice range than we do on the golf course. As my good friends Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott says, it's only when you're the best learning place for the game is on the golf course, when you are hitting shots in golf situations. And I do think he needs to play more.
All right. So you think it's a good thing? Everyone's been telling him to do it, that he has to play more often. Maybe he finally got that. Maybe he'll get. What about, you went to the USGA meeting just recently, and the belly putter, the long putter, the use of it. Tiger says he's not going to, but look at the numbers of young men and older men who are using it successfully. What about anchoring? A lot of people don't like that part.
Yeah, that's the word that they threw out. I mean, the two key phrases that both the incoming president, Glenn Nager, and Mike Davis, the executive director, said, they said, we're going to take a fresh look at the long putter, and they specifically said that in a meeting between the USGA and the RNA, they specifically talked about anchoring. And I think that's what they're going to look at. And look, the long putter and anchoring everything has pretty much been used by older players with the hip. But now they're seeing the Keegan Bradleys and the Webb Simpsons, Adam Scotts, Bill Haas, younger players coming along doing it, and they're starting to think that, they have this idea that they want golf to look like golf. And I think that they're not going to take a move against the length of the putter. But I think my bet would be that they're going to take a move against being able to anchor it against your body.
All right, you wrote in Golf World just recently, or this month at least, about what you just said, that golf needs to look like golf. Can you talk a little bit about it? There was the croquet stroke that was used a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, when Sam Snead was having trouble with his putting, he came up with the croquet stroke, and where he'd straddle the line of the putt and move the putter back between his legs that way. And Joe Dye, who was running the USGA then, said, no, your feet got to be on the, both feet got to be on the same side of the golf ball. So then Snead putted side saddle that way. But, there are other things in here. There's a limit on how long tees can be because, they don't want to get it to where somebody might, tee the ball up 2 feet off the ground and take a swing at it that way in more of a baseball swing than a golf swing. So there is this idea of what golf is supposed to look like.
Supposed to look like. All right, we're going to take a break. And do you have time to come back to talk about WGC Accenture and what we've got to look forward to in the matches?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store, if you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Golf World Executive Editor Ron Cyrak. You can follow him on Twitter at Ron Cyrak. You can go to Facebook at Golf World. They have a Golf World page. You can like it. And then you can read all the things that are happening on a daily basis. If you subscribe to Golf World Magazine on Monday, you get Golf World Monday as well. Kind of a review of everything that happened the week before. And congratulations to Golf World on the record 12 awards, including three first place awards. The Golf, Writers Association of America, Golf Writers of America. Yeah, did I get that part right?
Golf Writers Association of America, yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, congratulations on all the wins. And this was, you won a first place award. This is your second of your career. Excellent article. We need to talk about that one because just beautifully done. First of all, let's go to the WGC Accenture match play. Some very interesting, I mean, Lee Westwood, were you surprised to see Lee as much as he is surprised to be in the weekend?
It's really hard to wrap your mind around Lee Westwood. Because for about 5 years now, he's had this resurgence, and he's always been there, and he's been very, very consistent. But you know, we've always had this feeling in both the case of Lee Westwood and Luke Donald that they sort of became number one just because there was nobody else, you know, and so there's a part that you don't believe, but you have to think. Overall, NBC and Golf Channel got to be a little bit disappointed about their final eight here, although they do have two number one seeds on the right-hand side of the bracket.
Yeah, that's the hard part. We can't have a McIlroy, Lee Westwood at the end because they're on the right side of the bracket, and I say that only because I look at the page. And now I'm excited. I'm excited by Sangmun Bae.
Absolutely. I think this is great. I've seen him play a lot, and this year he was at Torrey Pines when I was there, and he's a very, very good player.
Yes, he is. I mean, he's a 2011 top money winner on the Japan Golf Tour. All right, you got to be pretty good to be. And everybody says, yeah, he got into the PGA Tour through Q School. Well, he did, but he's got some history. So he's no schlemiel. He's 25, but he's going up against Rory McIlroy. How does his game look to you?
Well, you know, to me, this is a fascinating year for Rory because Rory's got to back up what he did last year and prove that last year was a breakthrough year for him. I like everything about Rory. You know, I love his swing. I think he's got his head screwed on straight, you know, and I don't think he's going to back off this year. That's probably, if you look at the four matches today, that's probably the most compelling match
I think so, too. I think so, too. Peter Hansen, though, underrated, going up against Mark Wilson. Mark Wilson takes out Dustin Johnson. Were you surprised?
Well, you know, Mark Wilson's been playing really good golf for about a year now, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, if you look at it, he's always around. Now, he got off to the hot start last year and then sort of backed off, but then he came right back out of the gate pretty hot again this year. So I would not at all be surprised to see Wilson advance.
Okay, and by the way, if you're not a long hitter, watch Mark Wilson.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
All right, then we've got the Hunter Mahan and Matt Kuchar, and Mahan was really funny. He said yesterday that Matt Kuchar, I'm sorry, Matt was the one who said that Mahan is dangerous, not just because he's reading the greens well, I think because he's the best dressed golfer out there. What? Okay. that was one of the most, I was happy to see that. I was happy to hear the because you don't always see the personality of either Hunter Mahan or Matt Kuchar come out, and it was cute. I think they need to do more of that, revealing themselves, and that's why I like Twitter. I like following people on Twitter because you really get to know them, not just what they're doing and what you see on the course, because you have to have a game face on, but on Twitter they kind of reveal a little bit about what they're thinking and how they feel about life, and they become personable, and I think that's really, it's good for the game. Your article, let's go to Dubai and to Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, where I guess nobody's going back to Bahrain soon.
No, that was, in fact, when Dom Four, our photographer, and I were there, we spent 17 days in the Persian Gulf, and we left Bahrain 5 days before political violence really broke out there. They want to go back. They want to go back to that and revisit that tournament there. They moved it for 1 year to South Africa. They had it at FanCourt this year. And the idea would be that Volvo sponsoring this tournament, it was going to be their tournament of champions, their version of Kapalua. And it was going to be the kickoff event for the season. They ended up moving it to South Africa. But the events remain in Abu Dhabi, Qatar, and Dubai. They do want to have the four-event swing through the Middle East. It's a fascinating area. You know, once you get there, and for the European players, the flight from London to Dubai is like going New York to Los Angeles. So once you get there, the distance between those four cities is about like going from Jacksonville, Florida to Miami, Florida. So it's a pretty compressed area.
What did you say about when you approach one of the cities, it's like making a right turn and finding Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, I mean, Dubai is, I mean, you're driving from Abu Dhabi to Dubai, and you're going through that, and it's just desert and desert and desert, and then all of a sudden, the most modern city on the planet just like pops up right there. At one time, 25% of all the giant construction cranes in the world were in Dubai.
25%?
Yes, of all of them in the world were in Dubai, and they have the world's tallest building there, and now, they are, they've been hurt really badly by the real estate bubble burst because Dubai has less oil than any of the other countries. And one of the reasons, the things that I found out on this trip is all these countries are trying to develop a post-oil economy, and they're looking at banking, real estate, and tourism as what their economies are going to be based on. And the idea of having these sporting events over there, and besides golf, there's tennis, there's Formula One auto racing, soccer, the World Cup's going to be in Qatar. All those things are things to attract tourists to the area.
Well, the open of the the piece that you wrote and that you won the GWAA award for was captivating. And I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce the muezzin. The muezzin climbing the minaret of a mosque in Manama. I was like, okay, how could you get all those M's together? That was perfect to call the faithful to prayer. And then, I'm set up for this very, it's like 1400 and it's all happening and I'm thinking and I'm feeling. And all of a sudden, then you reveal that it's electronically amplified as rush hour traffic is about to start. That was excellently done.
Well, the amazing thing over there right now is the 12th century and the 21st century are going on simultaneously.
That is amazing.
And that's what's happening.
Speaking of the 21st century, I know you do a weekly magazine. You make news, revealing news by your excellent, all of the guys and the women who work with you, your articles, your in-depth reporting. You cover the news on a weekly basis. Will you go digital with Golf World?
Yeah, you know, I think that you're seeing with Golf World Monday, which has been a huge success for us. It's very, very popular out there, and that was sort of us dipping our toe in the water. But I would not, you know, I think that before this year's out, you'll see us doing a lot more digitally. And I think where it offers the most potential benefit for us is really globally is I have the number of agents that I know who are based in Asia or based in Europe, and they ask me, how can I get the magazine faster? And
it's, yes,
well, there's really no way, but digitally there is a way now to get it fast.
Well, it's excellent talking to you. Ron Syrak, executive editor, Golf World Magazine. Thanks for being on the show. Where do you go next?
I'm the Founders Cup, the LPGA in 2 weeks, I guess it is, in Arizona.
Excellent. Well, maybe we can talk from there.
Okie doke.
Excellent.
Sure.
Aloha. Sure. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Rim Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation, Pacific Rim Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways. And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock cliff diving ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with David Stinson, the general manager of Fallen Oak Golf Course, home of the Champions Tour Mississippi Golf Resort Classic, and Michael Patrick Shields, who gets to visit. Let's say hello to, first of all, David.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure to have you on. You have an absolutely gorgeous golf course, but let's, I know you're going to have to say that so. So let's go to the man who's joining you and visiting you. Michael Patrick Shields, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm getting used to the new system here. I don't usually get to talk to you before we go on.
Well, we're actually on.
Oh, well. There's no business like show business.
Which is why I love, you know, live radio. I mentioned that on my Facebook page this morning. It's my passion. And there's nothing like live radio. It's the most fun. We just have a gas. Michael Patrick Shields, Michigan State Radio morning host, and, of course, the golf club's travel correspondent extraordinaire. You're in Mississippi. What's it like at Fallen Oak?
Fallen Oak is, if you like the rankings and that sort of thing, it's the number one course in Mississippi that you can play. It's among America's 100 greatest public courses. And I think, like you, like me, one of the things I really like is when you can play at a venue where the tour stars play. And they have the PGA Tour's Champions Tour event here later this month, the Mississippi Golf Resort Classic.
Yes.
And so for people who want to go to places where you can play where the tour star plays, this is one of them. And so that is one thing that I really like. And the other thing is, believe it or not, if you and I, Danielle, were qualified and able to go play in a golf tournament and make money, we'd probably go every time they invited us, no matter where it was,
yes,
right?
Yes,
play golf for money.
Yes.
But it isn't that way on the big tours. They have their, you know, choices. They can pick and choose where they want to go. And it might seem odd, but, you know, when you think about it, the travel and the fact that, they have lots of demands and that sort of thing. So when a venue has something that can attract a Champions Tour star beyond, you know, what the normal stop has, I think they have a lot going for them. And that's what happens here, because the Beau Rivage Casino Hotel is right on the Gulf of Mexico.
And I have to do is say casino, and everybody in Hawaii is going, huh?
Yeah. I mean, so the tour stars get to come here. It's a very comfortable. It's run by the MGM Grand, the Beau Rivage, and it's right on the water. And so they get to play and relax and have fun, and then go about 30 minutes away to Fallen Oak, which is owned by the hotel, and only people who stay at the hotel can play at the course. So in that regard, I mean, if you're looking at your schedule and you're picking where you're going to play on the Champions Tour, this is one that has a lot going for it.
Oh, this is where I would go tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures on Facebook. It's actually not Facebook that I'm looking at right now. I'm looking on your website, FallenOak.com. This is gorgeous. I mean, it really, really is. It feels like a very old course. David, when was this built?
Well, we opened up in 2006, later in November of 2006. Our goal was to open in November of 2005, but we had that pesky thing of Hurricane Katrina on August 29th, 2005. So it really set us back a year in opening.
It's beautiful. Is this ground the way it was, or did you do a lot of movement done to this earth? It doesn't look like it is, though.
Well, when Tom Fazio, who's the architect for Fallen Oak, when he got involved with the project, they looked at various number tracts of land down here, and the one that they settled on, and it's about 18 miles away from Beau Rivage, is the one that has really unparalleled or unrivaled topography for this region of the country. We have on average of about 100 feet of elevation change out here, which on the Gulf Coast, anywhere you look, is very hard to find.
It's spectacular. The way the bunkers are built, and boy, when you get in, you don't want to get in these bunkers.
No, you really don't. And it's the hallmark of our golf course. You know, Tom, when you asked Tom Fazio, you know, why he built the bunkers to be the beefy, kind of naughty-looking bunkers.
Thank you for that description. I couldn't come up. Beefy, naughty.
Yes. He wanted to mimic the gnarliness of a live oak tree with these bunkers. And we feel that he hit the nail on the head, as they say. But they are penal if you get in them, and hence their hazards. But he also gives you about 75 yards on every shot to hit away from them. If you choose to try to cut the corner, and you don't hit it the ball solid, then you're going to find yourself in them, and you just need to take your poison and just pitch out.
Oh, it's spectacular. Now, the fallen, are these oak trees? Were they brought in? They look very old.
Well, they are. You know, we have some trees out here that are upwards to 500 years old, probably. But the hallmark tree, or the iconic fallen oak, is on 18, and the branch that's been down. We have an arborist that we hired to help take care of all these trees out here, and the limb that is down, and he measured the calluses and with calipers and this and that and what have you. And he estimates that limb has been down approximately 100 years.
What? Wow, this it's truly spectacular. So glad, Michael Patrick Shields, for introducing me to this course, because if I'm in Mississippi, I definitely need to stay. Where do I need to stay again?
At the Beau Rivage Resort and Casino, and it's owned by MGM Resorts International. And we really only have two golf courses in our company. We have Shadow Creek out in Las Vegas, and we have Fallen Oak here in Biloxi, and both of them, you have to stay at one of our properties in order to play golf at our golf courses that we have.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Now, Michael, have you played yet?
No, I'm going later today, and now I'm a little frightened because he used the word gnarliness. The course is as gnarly as the trees, and I was about to say that my game is very gnarly, but then I realized the kids use that as a positive word, don't they? They say,
yes,
like, that's gnarly.
It's gnarly.
Dude.
It's gnarly, dude. Yeah, well, gnarly is kind of, if you're in the surf, you know, it's gnarly. It's not smooth. It's going to be gnarly.
Oh.
So you, yeah, no.
I should embrace it, then.
You
say,
need to embrace
I'm in heavy
it.
Surf, man.
Now,
I'm in a gnarly golf course.
Yes, but you need to use that. David, what did you say? That 75 that 75 yards, that relief, that you stay away from the bunkers, Michael Patrick Shields. That's all I can say to you.
I'll do it. By the way, just in terms of gossip, I did talk with Donald Trump a couple of days ago on my morning show, and he said that he had put in a bid to buy the Doral Resort Spa in Miami.
Yeah.
PGA Tour will be there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he said that he is going to know probably, I think by today is when he was supposed to know whether his offer was accepted. And so he said, if I get it, I'm going to put a lot of money in there. And if I get it, I'll be there at the tournament live watching Tiger Woods. If not, I'll be watching it on TV.
Well, tell me what, in fact, I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to ask you about Donald Trump. What's he like to talk with? I mean, what's he like as a person?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, because I wrote a couple of books with him, the best real estate advice I've ever received and the best golf advice I've ever received. And he's Mr. Trump is funny because if you say the right things to him and if you pay attention and you know the things that he's interested in at the moment, he lights up like a Christmas tree. And so, you know, there is some of that with him, right? And if I think you got to be on your game and you got to be smart to know what he's interested in. And also, he speaks in hyperbole almost all the time and unabashedly. So what will happen is, you know, he's got that golf course opening this summer in Aberdeen, Scotland, and he'll say, it has the tallest dunes of any links course in the world. Everything is always, you know, over the top. But
yes.
People let him get away with it for some reason.
Yeah, though that's the part that I don't like. I always want to call somebody on stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and do you really have that much money? I don't believe you.
Yeah, well, you know, the capital comes in many forms.
Yes, it's true. And this marketing capital is huge.
Yeah.
Whatever happened with the controversy about the guy that would not sell in Scotland? Did he build around that property?
He, you know what, his latest controversy there has to do with wind farms. And one of the things, as I understand it, is, you know, if you go to Ireland and Scotland, you'll see out in the water, you know, those big windmills, wind turbines.
Yeah.
And so apparently near Aberdeen, where he has this new links course, they want to put some of those in. And he's fighting very hard because he doesn't want the view destroyed. Now, you know, if you went to the European Club, for instance, in Ireland, and that's one of very beautiful links course, you see them. But as you look on the horizon, you know, they're about the size, if you held a dime at arm's length and you put it on the horizon, that's about how they look.
They're
really
just
small.
Out there. Yes.
Yeah, and you just sort of becoming accustomed to it. And of course the Donald, coming from an American golf mindset, wants every blade of grass in place, everything to be perfect. And so there's been a culture clash, to your point, since the minute he decided to try and invest in Scotland, where some people don't want anything to do with him and some people think that it's a great thing. Now he is going around saying that he's going to get a British Open at this course, which it would be akin to the sun coming up in the east, I think. And it won't happen in our lifetime.
I think
that doesn't stop him from saying it, though.
No,
you know,
of course not. No, but I would like him to buy Doral. I actually would like someone to buy Doral. I would like to be brought back to its splendor.
Yeah, one of the problems, I think we talked, I was there a month or two ago, is that it's the Marriott Doral Resort and Spa. And I'm not disparaging Marriott, but the Doral brand should stand alone in its place in history. So I think there are lots of resorts and hotels that have learned this over time, you know, that putting the imprimatur of a chain brand on a place that has history of its own is not really necessary.
No.
And unfortunately, I guess Trump will do that too. He'll probably change the name to Trump Doral. You
no,
know, or
yes, you're
something
right.
Like that.
You're right, and I'll want to throw him in the ocean again. Now, I hear lots of people saying casino. Is this casino that we would stay at?
Yeah.
Is it like a Las Vegas casino? This Beau Rivage Resort and Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Well,
it is.
I'm sitting on the 25th floor right now looking out the window at the Gulf of Mexico. That's one thing that sets it apart for sure.
No, Michael, David knows exactly what I'm talking about. Because the people who go to Las Vegas from Hawaii, and that's the only place people go to when they leave Hawaii, is Las Vegas. It's the ninth island. If they go to Mississippi, to Biloxi, will they find a Las Vegas-style casino, David?
They will. You know, when Steve Wynn was building Bellagio, when he was with our company with the Mirage, he
yes.
built Beau Rivage at the same time.
All right.
And Beau Rivage is a scaled-down version of Bellagio. So
okay.
It has the exterior facade look of Bellagio without the fountains in front of it, because we have the Gulf of Mexico right behind it. But it is. You know, we have almost 1,800 rooms, and we have an unbelievable casino. We have great restaurants, gourmet restaurants. We have a retail promenade. We have an unbelievable spa that's been ranked in the top 20 in the country. It's a wonderful oasis down here on the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, you just sealed it when you said, Steve, when I stayed in Vegas and at one of the Wynn properties, and he certainly knows how to do it right. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's been a real pleasure talking, of course, with David Stinson, the GM, Fallen Oak Golf Course, home of the Champions Tour, Mississippi Golf Resort Classic, coming up in a couple of weeks. Michael Patrick Shields, where are you going next?
I am going next to, where am I going? Oh, I'm coming your way. I'm coming out in April for a couple of days at, I'm going to Maui to Wailea to have a look around. So I'll be there, and then I'm going to be, oh, where am I going? God, why did I go to, oh, I'm going to the Pebble Beach Food and Wine Festival, I think, just before I come to Hawaii.
That's how awesome.
Kind of on the way.
Michael travels everywhere. He's nonstop, and he does Michigan State Radio. He's the morning host. You can listen to him. Mark, how can we listen to you?
MichiganTalkNetwork.com if you're outside of the state of Michigan.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the show.
Mahalo. I love you. Goodbye.
I love you too, David. Thank you. I love you too, David. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Earlier in the show, when I was talking with Ron Cyrak of Golf World magazine, I mentioned that Hunter Mahan, who's feeling very confident on the greens, which isn't that wonderful. Once you get there, you gotta. He's playing Matt Kuchar today in the WGC Accenture match play. He says Mahan is not only dangerous because he can read those greens, he's dangerous for another reason.
Sometimes you have a good sense of the greens, and sometimes you don't. Last week, I had no sense of the greens and missed everything. But for some reason this week, I feel confident. I feel confident whenever I get in the green, I'm going to make it. So it's a good feeling to have right now.
Excellent. Exactly. And now we need to hear from Matt Kuchar. Why is Mahan so dangerous? That's the question. It's about 8 seconds. But I'll tell you. Okay. I don't think I gave it to my producer. I apologize, Greg. He says the reason Mahan is dangerous is because he's the well-dressed guy on the course. And I just thought it's very funny how he delivers it. And I don't do it justice. So let's bring our next guest to the show, who has a wonderful sense of humor and is managing to get through a very difficult, boy, you know, I think he said something like, sometimes you have asteroids thrown at you and you just sort of have to deal with it. Welcome to the show, Ken Green.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent. I got to ask you, when you said that about the asteroids being thrown at you, this is 5-time PGA Tour winner Ken Green. He was traveling between Champions Tour events on June 8th in 2009 when his RV blew a tire. It was a horrific accident. He not only lost his brother, his partner in life, his beloved German Shepherd, he suffered terrible injuries, including having his right leg amputated below the knee 3 days later. And now he is courageously forging a comeback. We've spoken once before, and I couldn't help. I visited your Facebook page, Ken, and someone it was very encouraging, and you wrote back saying, I'm too dumb to stop trying, so I'll keep fighting.
Yeah, obviously, we didn't expect the nerve issues to be causing as much pain as I've been in, so I just don't see the purpose in not keep fighting on and trying. And, my theory is the pain's going to go away, and then maybe I can, find out if I can be, a halfway decent golfer again.
And you really need to go back into competitive golf. It's something inside of you that needs to come out.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know why it's so important to me, but there's something that keeps telling me I've got to go out there and have that, one good tournament. It may not be a win, but even if it's a top 10 or a 15 or something, and then I feel like I could say, it's time. But until I do that, there's something inside my head that says, do not give up.
Okay. On the pain issue, is it still as severe as it's been?
Unfortunately, is. We've had quite a few different surgeries to try to, try to eliminate it or ease it. And we just haven't been able to pinpoint it. I don't know if I explained it last time we were on the show.
It's
like getting electrocuted.
Oh,
the finger in the socket, that zipping you get?
Yes.
If you cut that in half, that's what I get every day, all day long. And then sometimes it goes to that really high level where you just don't move. You're basically frozen in time for a little until it stops. And it's really bizarre what the body can, produce or develop. And this, it's all about the nerves. And our nervous system is it's a complex set of problems down there.
So, are you saying that when you walk, when you sit, when you're sleeping, this happens to you?
Yeah, and when I say every day, in the 2.5 years since the accident, I've had 3 days where it felt normal, and we don't know why it stopped. That it just literally stopped for three different days. It did, and then but it came back, and so we haven't been able to reproduce that. But I still believe, and I'm not gonna I don't want to, keep crying and moan and groan, but it's going to stop, and then I think I'll be able to give it a shot.
I don't ever think that you're moaning and groaning, actually. I think you're really hard on yourself in that regard. I think you're courageous and an incredible inspiration to people. There are so many wounded warriors who come back from Iran, from Afghanistan, Iraq, rather, from wherever the war zone happens to be. There are so many people who are recovering from horrific accidents like the one you went through, who are trying to adjust to their new limb, and there's phantom pain. There's all kinds of pains that are associated with that, and this is the pain of becoming accustomed to having the prosthetic that you're going to have to wear. Now, have you found one that works for you?
Yeah, I've been very lucky in terms of the phantom. I've had practically nothing, and we have a prosthetic it's an absolute wonder to walk. It's computer generated, and it's got 8 different sensors down there, and what I tell people now is, in my old prosthetic, every step I took, I had to think about, okay, you have to push your leg up, and you have to make yourself walk. And now with the new one, I actually walk without thinking, because, their senses there. So as soon as the heel hits the ground, it doesn't matter if it's uphill or downhill, it's like the foot knows what to do. And in that regards, it's been a godsend. And so hopefully they will get this thing. It's relatively new, mass produced and a lower price. And then every amputee will be able to have one of these, because it's a huge benefit.
That's great. You want to play on tour, and is there an event, I think, in Savannah that you're going to play soon?
Yes, I'm hoping to play with Mike Reed again in the Legends event. And, Mike was kind enough to play with me the first year, 2 years ago. And he offered, he called me up the other day and said, Ken, I want to play with you again. And, I told him, I said, Mike, I got to be honest with you. you know, my pain has gotten really bad, and I'm actually worse than I was 2 years ago in terms of golf. And, you know, it was nice in the sense that, you know, he said to me, he says, you know, the friendship that we've developed is far more important than, you know, me making some money, because I was concerned about, he's not an exempt player. And I was afraid that, you know, I don't want to prevent him from making any money. And, you know, when he told me that, I was, you know, it really just, it meant the world to me that he thought that much of us, that, you know, there are things more important than money.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. This is the Legends Golf Event, April 20th through the 22nd in Savannah. Do you, because he wants to play with you, do you automatically get to play?
No, we're waiting on an exemption. You know, whether they'll give us one or, you know, we have to wait and see. So it's basically up to the people at the tournament at Liberty Mutual. And, you know, we just have to, you know, I have to hope that they, you know, they like me and they like the story and the situation, and, you know, that I've behaved like a somewhat of a gentleman in the couple of years that I've been there, and that they want me back.
From a thinking like Donald Trump, in a completely marketing sense of way, taking all emotions out of it, I think that it's an excellent idea for you to play on as many events as you can handle on sponsor exemptions, because with the support that we have, I think having a man or a woman, an amputee with a prosthetic, would be a representative of all the people in this country and around the world who are going through maybe not as severe pain, but situations like yours. And we can raise all the money in the world to help the wounded warriors, et cetera, but to actually show that they are being included into an event on the Champions Tour or whatever tour it happens to be, that would really make an impact. It would sort of like put your money where your mouth is. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
So to me, it's a great idea, and I hope they embrace you, and I hope they do that. You and I have something something in common that I think is interesting. When you talk about Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day, and I don't like those days. I think that you've got to be a Valentine, you know, give your Valentine's Day all the time.
Yeah, if you don't do enough on the other 363 days, you don't deserve to have a partner, is the way I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really quite simple, isn't it? You know, it's you need to do it all the time. And what do you do in your spare time? What do you do now?
Well, unfortunately, I don't do a whole lot. I'm becoming an expert on daytime TV and you know, watching the dogs lick me to death, because, you know, I try to force myself to go out and play, you know, once a week, no matter how bad I'm feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the other days I basically just stay at the house, because it wears you down. And I kind of think of myself as being a little weak, and that I've, you know, I'm letting the pain get to me more now than I did, say, a year ago.
It is very difficult, and you're not weak. You're a very strong person, and being on the show with me right now, it's a demonstration of that strength, and I want you to think as positive as you possibly can. I was reading your blog, and I referred to it this morning when I was talking earlier with Ron Cyrek of Golf World about Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and putting. And I thought it was almost, you should write more, it was almost prophetic the way because Tiger came out and said that he can fix the mechanics of his swing, no problem. In fact, it's easier to fix a putter than the putting stroke than it is to fix the full swing, because there's fewer elements to the putting stroke. So he's
right.
He's just going to go home and he's going to go fix that, you know? And I felt like saying, well, go fix it already. You know, obviously.
Well, you know, obviously, what I'm about to say sounds kind of weird, because obviously Tiger is, you know, a far better golfer than I ever dreamed about being. But people don't like to recognize what really the issue is. You know, so they're going to say, okay, it's something mechanical. It's my swing. You know, Tiger Woods is not going to admit to anyone that, you know, mentally he just doesn't have that focus that he did before, or there might be some issues that are just bothering him. And I firmly believe that that plays into a person's short game, you know, with a putting and, you know, chipping and stuff like that. And, you know, you look at some of the putts he's missing in the last, you know, year or so, and it's not even close to being what Tiger would do. And it has nothing to do with mechanics. It's, you know, these greens that they're putting on are like, you know, silk. It's all in the head. There's no other way around it.
I like how you put it. You said the difference is simply how much confidence you have in yourself, which in a way is a byproduct of how happy and content you are in your life. It's kind of whether like you believe in the other side, as in God and the afterlife, or you don't. Life is easier when you do, and it's a pure nightmare if you don't.
Right.
Right? I mean, if you're a happy person, it's going to come easier to you. If you have confidence in what you're doing, there's no question in your mind. And your mind is going to be the deciding factor in whether or not that ball is going to drop in the hole.
Well, so, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, even in a larger scale of life, you know, your attitude is a huge factor. But in golf, it at the level that we're talking about, and it's all that matters. You know, and even for your average golfer, it's going to affect you, how, you know, how things are going. How many times have you played with someone when they're just saying, oh, I'm thinking about work, or I was thinking about, you know, my wife and I had a fight, and, you know, things are miserable. And it's the only activity, sport, or hobby that you bring with you. And that's one of the great, you know, things about golf is that there's so much. You have to get it all down to be able to do it right.
Right, because if your brain is going haywire, nothing's going to work.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. If it's out of whack, you have no chance.
Ken Green, we need to get in touch with the people over at Legends in Savannah and tell them that you need to be given an exemption. So that's
That would be a wonderful thing. Anything that anybody would do would, you know, just call or write letters. It would be, you know, that's a wonderful thing if people were to do something like that for me.
Yeah, we'll call and we'll write letters. I'll find out who to get in touch with. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure. I'm always looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you. We'll be back with Mary B. Porter King after this, and we've been talking with Ken Green. You need to get in touch with the folks in Savannah Legends or the PGA Tour and tell them, how can I help Ken Green play? Mike Reed wants to. Thank you very much for being on the show. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club, and we'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
So I was sitting in my office, feeling the heat of the day through my window, even with the AC blasting, when my architect walked in. And I asked, what do you recommend?
Well, we had Pacific Room Glass Tinting do the building next door.
He said they reduced the room temperature by 10 degrees. The hospital saved 16% on their electric bill. My recommendation? Pacific Room Glass Tinting. Commercial buildings, residential, or hotels, your premier authorized 3M film dealer. For a free estimate, call 263-9885. Pacific Rim Glass Tinting.
Ring in the new year at the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa. Located on Ka'anapali Beach at the foot of legendary Black Rock, this sprawling resort welcomes travelers to a world of relaxation and discovery. Every guest room is newly renovated and comfortably appointed with breathtaking views of the Pacific Ocean, lush gardens, or lava rock waterways.
And at sunset, catch the breathtaking plunge during the Black Rock Cliff Diving Ceremony. To rediscover the legend of Ka'anapali, call 808-921-4646 and book your reservation today.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. First of all, at the HSBC Women's Champions 2012 event, we have two U.S. players at the top of the leaderboard, all tied for first, Katie Futcher, Angela Stanford, and Jenny Shin. So let's turn around and see all these young ladies got into this game because, well, people were behind them. People got them into the game of golf. We're going to have the Hawaii Junior Golf Day on Saturday, March 10th. And to tell us all about it, of course, it's the PGA of America First Lady of Golf, Mary B. Porter King. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Mary B.?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to some news show.
Oh, how strange. You didn't hear Ken Green?
No, not at all. I was put off on some Bloomberg report.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We must have made a mistake with the... lots of computers are changing places in-house, so things are recircuited. He is such an inspiration. As you said, you wanted to hear what he said. He wants to play in Savannah at the Legends Tour. He wants to play as much as he can, even though he's experiencing horrific pain. The same thing as if you were to shock yourself with an electrical, you know, put your finger at a plug and feel zit, zit. And that happens to him just all the time, all day long, and they can't figure out why. But Mike Reed, a good friend of his, wants to play with him, wants him to play in this Legends event, and hopefully they'll give him a sponsor exemption so he can. That would be great. It would be great for where he's at. And I think from a marketing point of view, as I mentioned on the show, you know, we talk about wounded warriors. We talk about getting people with prosthetics into the game, getting people into the game, growing the game of golf. Having someone who is actually dealing with that kind of, you know, situation, playing with a prosthetic, I think would speak volumes. And to be
quite an inspiration.
Yes, exactly. Yep. You are an inspiration. You are an inspiration. I heard a child describe you, Milburn Ho, kind, funny, helpful, nice, and supportive. Kind of like my friend. Was that her father who said that children often don't listen to their parents, but they'll listen to someone else, someone who is in a position of authority?
I know my son doesn't listen to me, or he's getting to the age now that he's just beginning to, that I'm becoming a little smarter, but I think that's true. I think all parents would say that.
Yes.
Kids will always listen to someone else, but not us. So.
Yes. Same with my kid, sure.
Uh-huh.
He went to
Very
auntie. He never listened to me.
No, what do we know?
Well, it was really a real inspiration. And Arnold Palmer, when you were given the award, seeing him, you know, one of my favorite people in golf, represented the game of golf, has done about everything you can do, just a really great person. I don't know how you got up there, frankly, after I would have been in tears.
Well, I'm not sure either. I don't know. I actually disassociated myself when I did see the video, because everyone I had seen from Joe Steranko on down had said they had seen the video and they cried, and I thought, oh no, there's no way I could do this. And so I just totally disassociated myself, but I watched it later and then cried. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, and Dad was there.
Yeah, I got to honor my father for his, you know, 6 years in World War II in the Army and overseas, and he, you know, he made the trek all the way from California at 92, and my brother, and, you know, my husband, my son, and my friends from high school and college. So it was a very special day.
Yes.
And lots of people from Hawaii, which was even more special.
Yeah, are those the ones, they were all saying aloha, right? Love that line.
Yep. We get them to respond.
That was great. And what you do for Hawaii Junior Golf is amazing. And I was thinking to myself, if somebody said that Mary B. Porter King to her face was the reason why the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association exists today, she would say it was not just me. There were a lot of other people. Right?
And that's true. It's really true. I mean, I think the gift that I have is that I know a lot of really good people. I know a lot of really smart people. And I don't want to say I'm smart enough, but I figured out that if I surround myself with really smart and good people, I'll probably come out better. And it's proven true. And I know that I could never have done, it's not me, I hate to say I, that we could have never done all of this without the support of people like you or the Aloha Section PGA members, our volunteers, our golf courses, and understanding that these kids, these programs are truly going to be the future of their game. And we all better pay attention, because we aren't getting people, new people, and especially children, and lifetime players onto the golf course today. They're going to be empty and they're going to close down, and that would be horrible. So I really feel passionately that everyone that plays this game, that's listening out there, go take a friend to the golf course, teach them what you know, teach them how to play golf. It sometimes could be a little scary game to get introduced to, because there's rules and there's etiquette and there's all these things, but take someone with you and introduce them, and especially take a child. And we have a wonderful opportunity coming in Hawaii, and especially due to my friends with the Aloha Section PGA, and Greg Nichols and Anthony Valverde have been a big power behind this. But we have a Hawaii Junior Golf Day that we're doing in conjunction with the Aloha Section PGA. It's going to be on Saturday, March 10th. And it's an opportunity to bring out all kids ages 5 to 18 that are new players, maybe never seen the golf course, don't need to have clubs. And there's going to be free clinics all over the state. And we've had some wonderful sponsors step up to the plate, Kraft Foods and U.S. Kids and Snag, TaylorMade. And the first 40 kids at every site are going to get a gift. They're going to get a tea gift just for participating. So I think, there's some opportunities out there. And the one thing that we really want to do collectively, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and the Aloha Section PGA, is that we want to help people understand what's the roadway, what's the pathway, how do I get, I think I like this game, but where do I go next? And we'll have that for you if you sign up. And it's real easy to sign up. You just go to the www.hsjga.org, which is Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and sign up right there on our front page and click, and we'll sign you up, and we'll email you, and we'll see you on March 10th at the golf course that you select from anywhere around the state. And all these great golf courses have stepped up to the plate to help the next generation.
Absolutely. Ko'olina, Ko'olau, Turtle Bay, Hawaii Prince, Hawaii Kai, that covers Oahu all the way around, Puakea and Princeville Makai, beautiful courses on Kauai, Big Island, Mauna Kea, Makalei, and the Hilo Muni, again covering the entire island, and on Maui, Wailea, the Emerald Gold Course, Ka'anapali Resort, and the dunes at Maui Lani. So you can go to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association online, HSJGA, and you can sign up for the clinics on March 10th is the day. It's a Saturday. Free. No experience necessary. Juniors from, did you say 7 to 18?
Yeah, basically it was 5. We had someone sign up that was 2, and we're going to have to, that might be too early. I've told people in the past, I don't change diapers, but about 5. 5 years old, 5, 7. It's really age appropriate. I mean, some kids at age 5 are ready to go, and some at age 15 aren't ready to go. So, but if they want to learn, they want to see if it's a sport for them, we welcome everyone.
I want to know, how do you know when a child is ready to go?
Well, I think I literally have had children in Kauai Junior Golf that were 3 years old and very focused. Trevor Kua was one of them, David Ishii's nephew, who was, I think he was 2 years old. He knew more about the game at 2 and 3 and 4 years old than most of our kids knew at a later age. And it's just because I think he was around it. He watched it from a very young age. He watched his older brother TJ and his mom and dad and his uncle all play the game. And then there's children that are 15 that maybe just, you know, they're not interested, and it moves too slow for them. So I think it's really on an individual basis, and you'll see. I mean, if they love it, they want to be around it. My motto is don't give them much instruction. If you give them a good model and let them imitate, they'll be better off. But if you start giving them too much verbal communication as far as supinate and pronate, and you know, you're not on plane, and that means nothing to them. Doesn't mean anything to me either. So
no.
You know, so let them play, you know, let them have that sensation and the joy of putting the ball in the hole. It doesn't matter if they're crosshand, you know, holding it, you know, their hands are a foot apart. It doesn't really matter. Just let them play. And if they really like it, then they'll want to get better, and then they'll listen to instruction. But I wouldn't give them very much instruction. Just provide them an opportunity. And I say, if you give them a good role model, have them watch Golf Channel. Have them watch, turn the sound off, but just have them watch good swings. And they'll all be better for it.
Excellent. I'm not sure if it was Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicklaus who said that he knew that his grandchildren were ready, grandchild, grandchildren, ready to play when they stopped chasing the frogs on the course and started paying attention to what was happening with the golf ball and the golf club. And I thought that was perfect, when they can focus, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you need to have one of these for older people.
Well, and maybe that's a good idea, and it's a great idea. Anything we can do to get more people involved and help them understand what is the pathway. It's difficult today, especially here in Hawaii, where we have a lot of resort courses where, you know, people are going there from vacations, and it is difficult to figure out how do I get into this sport. And I think, you know, there are a lot of clinics, and hopefully we'll start doing that and provide people pathways that they know where they can sign up for a clinic, and maybe it's a group clinic. And golf really isn't that expensive. I just learned that the average round of golf in the United States is $28. And I don't know what you can do for 5 hours for $28, but and be outside and be healthy and some exercise and be with good friends and play a sport. It's a pretty good deal. We all think that golf is so expensive, and it's really not. There's so many great opportunities, especially even in here in Hawaii, that the golf courses reach out to our local people and provide them opportunities that are only there for the locals. So I think if people really, really do some research, they're going to find that it really isn't that expensive, and it's a great way to spend some time outdoors and learn and playing a great sport for a lifetime.
You can play the Woods course on Kauai at the Makai Golf Club right now for $17 walking. Get some exercise, go play around, and have some fun. Mary B. Porter King, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle, for all your support.
Absolutely.
And let these kids sign up.
I'll get the kids to sign up.
Okay.
I'll repeat it over and over again.
Thank you. You're the best.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker, when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical, across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. It's almost embarrassing. Poor Michelle. Michelle Wee is having such a struggle right now. She shot, what, a 79, an 81. She did shoot a 75. This is after she told everybody that she's gone gluten-free and her hands are less swollen. I just don't know what's going on with her game. And it's really quite difficult to understand, but we'll see how things go when she graduates from Stanford and takes it on full time, if she does. Let's bring in Bob Bubka. He's at the WGC Accenture Match Play. That's probably just about, it's underway, I believe. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to you, Danielle. You had me a little nervous hearing Mary B. talking about changing diapers. I said, wow, what a segment this is going to be.
They're having a junior clinic for kids, and somebody signed up a two-year-old. And she said, well, you know, I'm not changing diapers. So two-year-old may be just a little bit too young for us to take on.
But Mary B. is such a wonderful teacher that any of the listeners right now should take every opportunity to get some exposure to the knowledge that Mary B. has. She's just one of the best.
Isn't she? At Accenture, what's happening?
Well, we're started out, obviously, with 64 players on Wednesday. It's kind of a strange tournament in that Wednesday was intensely exciting, 32 matches at once. I often refer to it as the single most exciting day in all of golf. The second day, you have 16 matches. Then the third day, we had 8 matches. Now we're down to 4 matches, and 2 of them are underway. And Mark Wilson of the United States won up on Peter Hansen. And then in the other match, it's an All-American, Matt Kuchar versus Hunter Mahan. So we'll have at least one American. We're guaranteed to get to the semifinals, which will be tomorrow morning, 18 holes, and then the finals, 18 holes tomorrow afternoon. Rory McIlroy going against a young sensation, Sangmoon Bae, likes to be called Moon. He's from South Korea, 25-year-old. He's ranked 30th in the world, a very talented player. Going to be a very interesting match against Rory McIlroy, who really hadn't been playing all that well. Been playing well enough to win. And then the last match this afternoon, Lee Westwood, who for the first time is here on the weekend, and he had a funny line. He had never made it past the second round of this event in 11 tries. And after he made it, he said, good golly, you mean I got to go put gas in my courtesy car? I never had to do that in this event before.
Kind of like saying you don't have enough clothes.
Right.
I didn't pack for this. I'm supposed to be home already.
Well, you know, former winner here, Ian Poulter, you can almost excuse his first-round loss to Sangmoon Bae because Ian Poulter somehow missed his charter flight out of Orlando. He was forced, oh my gosh, to fly commercial. And the only connection that worked at all was from Orlando to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Phoenix, drive to Tucson. And to make matters worse, the only seat available was 2 rows from the back in a middle seat. So Ian Poulter didn't even know what a middle seat was until that day.
You know, I thought for sure that Ian would, you know, he's like a match play guru. To see him lose, everybody I chose just sort of, except for Rory, right out.
It's the fickle nature of match play. I mean, on the first day, Graham McDowell, he played terrific. He made 6 birdies, but that wasn't good enough to survive. I mean, so it has a lot more to do with how your opponent plays rather than you. He lost to Wei Yang in that match, and Graham McDowell, he was first off the tee, so it was about 11:30 on Wednesday morning. He was packing his car. He said, holy mackerel, I'm leaving a tournament, and most of the field hadn't even teed off yet, and I've been eliminated.
So Ian Poulter had that miserable flight. We can blame.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
So what's up with Luke Donald this year?
Well, Luke Donald just had a, a bad day. They call upsets and they call underdogs in this event, but, you know, in reality, there's no real upset. I mean, if you're one of the best 64 players in the world, I mean, you're a darn good player. And unfortunately for Luke Donald, he went up against Ernie Els. Now, Ernie Els has won three major championships. So how in anybody's mind you could say Luke Donald was the favorite to win over Ernie Els? I mean, certainly Ernie didn't think that way. Ernie played the way a major champion would play, and he won that match easy against Luke Donald, beating him 5-up. So a little satisfaction for Ernie, bit of disappointment for Luke Donald, but Luke didn't play well last week at Riviera in Los Angeles. So maybe he's having a little bit of a hangover after the spectacular year that he had last year, doing something that nobody else has ever done, winning the money title in the United States and winning the European money title both in the same year, an incredible feat.
I'm thinking that. I think it's all the adrenaline that went into making that happen. It's like your body can only produce so much of that, and then you need a rest. And he's the new daddy. So
yeah, and he lost his dad in the fall. And before the tournament started, they had the ceremony. They gave him the scoring average trophy. They gave him the player of the year trophy. I think there was another trophy involved. I know he had to hire a U-Haul just to get the trophies out of the media center. There were so many of them.
All right. Two guys could become number one and knock Luke Donald right off, right? It's either Rory McIlroy or Lee Westwood.
If either one of those were to go on to win, they automatically would become the number one player in the world. If anybody else wins, Luke Donald will still remain the number one player in the world, even if Westwood or McIlroy finishes second.
Okay, so Lee Westwood goes up against Martin Laird in that bracket, as well as in the Gary Player bracket. We've got Rory McIlroy and Moon. He likes to be called Sun Moon Bay. Likes to be called Moon.
Yeah, I don't know if he's. I told him he should invest in that resort that I heard about, Half Moon Bay.
Oh, but, okay.
I don't know where that is.
Okay, so we could have McIlroy and Westwood. They're going to have to eliminate. One of them is going to be.
Well, we could have that, yeah. If they both win this afternoon, if McIlroy goes on to beat Bay and Westwood beats Laird in tomorrow's semifinal match, which would be tomorrow morning,
right. It'll
be McIlroy versus Westwood. The winner of that match would advance till tomorrow afternoon when it's an 18-hole final.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to be interesting to see. Who do you think is going to win this event?
Lee Westwood.
You don't think Rory McIlroy?
Well,
tell me why.
I think you just asked me who I thought was going to win. I thought I said Lee Westwood.
Yeah, you did.
And then I thought I heard you say you don't think Rory McIlroy?
Yeah, he's like the favorite. So many people are. I want to know why.
Well, he really hasn't been playing this well. It's going to be really interesting for him to get by this 25-year-old from South Korea who is an outstanding player. It's kind of amazing. He went to Q School this year, got his PGA Tour card, so he's a member of the PGA Tour. He's ranked 30th in the world, and here's the stat that'll blow you away. I was looking up who's going to be playing next week in Honda alongside Tiger Woods and the boys, and I see that Sangmun Bae is the second alternate into that event, and here he is in the top eight in a World Golf Championship event. Yeah. So. Well, I'm going to check that out further.
Yeah, well, it's not that surprising. He's a 2011 Japan Golf Tour money winner.
Right.
I mean, he's won. He's only the second Korean to do that on the Japan Golf Tour. So the guy has a lot of winning behind him. He's not a rookie who just managed to make his squeak his way through Q school. And I don't get me wrong about that. You know, to squeak your way through Q school is rigorous, and to survive and to go on and play and become successful is amazing. Okay, but he's got the winning behind him. He's a champion.
Yeah, you're right, Danielle. And one other thing I'd like to pass on to your listeners, Q School, as we know it, is no longer going to exist. It's going to be the playoffs in the fall, and out of that group, they will take the top 25 and give them a PGA Tour card. So Q School I have loved for years. I think it was one of the more exciting weeks in golf, but they've determined that four tournaments will be a better evaluator of the talent, and those are the ones that will be awarded their PGA Tour cards. So it's something I'm not happy about, but that's what the PGA Tour wants, so that's what they're going to get.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy about it either. I think we should have Q School. It makes for interesting stories, but, you know, it's like turning down money. Somebody said, what are we going to do? Would it be the first sports organization to turn down a bunch of money? So money is ruling everything. Adaptive lenses. You're going to be at the transitions, and you're going to be on the
championship.
Yes, and you're going to be there, and you're going to be on the show with me again when you're there, aren't you?
I'd love to be on the show with you.
You will be.
You know that.
Absolutely, from the transitions. But in the meantime, I can listen to you on when you're with Alex Maselli, and the two of you give each other a hard time in the grill room.
In the grill room, yes, on XM Sirius, also on the web, thegrillroom.com. And thank you for the opportunity to mention all those plugs. And you can have fun by going to bobupgood.com. A very interesting picture of me there.
Yes, bobbubka.com. This is the one where he's, you're in your purple, is that a, what kind of a coat was that again? That wasn't really
it was a purple mink coat.
It was a, I see that doesn't make any sense to me. How can you take a mink coat and make it purple, Bob?
Well, because the mink found out I was going to be wearing it and it turned purple.
What's the strangest thing in 45 seconds that's ever happened to you on a golf course?
Strangest thing that ever happened to me.
Yes.
On a golf course.
Yes.
Waiting for my friend to show up, and I knew he was very rich. I hadn't played. I shouldn't say he was a friend. Somebody had recommended I play with this guy.
Uh-huh.
That he was a good player and very rich, and he landed on the first tee in his helicopter. I believe he was rich.
Whoa! He... Yeah, okay. Who was he?
Just somebody that made a lot of money and played a lot of golf. And he was a married man, so don't get any ideas. I'll tell Rick on you.
Right. Okay. Bob Bupka, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, love it, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, we'll be talking from the transitions.
You got it.
All right. Thank you for our sponsors for making this show possible. And that would be to our sponsors. Danielle's going to learn how to speak English any day now. Our sponsors, Poipuve Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr., bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. That's Poipuve Golf Course, Heiau, that's what they're called, on Kauai's South Shore. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal. You know, if you need anything made out of sheet metal, Alakai Mechanical, roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, a commercial kitchen. Custom stainless steel counters, yes. Alakai Mechanical. The Sony Open in Hawaii, and of course, over on the Champions Tour, we were looking forward to the folks at Savannah giving Ken Green a sponsor exemption. So I want you to be sure to get in touch with the PGA Tour and let them know that Ken Green should play in the Legends. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. For your concert or your special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2012.